Hey there, Mike.
Hey.
And hey there, Terry.
Hey.
Yeah, so we got Terry Lucy joining us today from Mike's other podcast, other better, more popular podcast, which
it should be,
which is The Bro Show. That's broshow.co.uk, and you all should be listening to it. But on the episode where we were recording with Randy, it kind of snuck out that Terry here on his new spanky MacBook Air, and this is the point at which Mike should be hiding his wallet.
Yep.
Really hasn't installed that much. He's had it for, what, about 2 weeks now?
I've had it, beginning of March I got it, so yeah, about 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, about 2 or 3 weeks, and you said you've only, like, installed about, like, 5 apps or something like that on it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, outside of the out-of-the-box stuff, obviously?
Outside of the out-of-box stuff, yep. I've installed Twitter, because that's a must for me.
Yeah.
Google Chrome, because that's the only way that I'll let Flash onto my Mac.
Smart.
What else have I got? See, I don't even look at them. I've got Dropbox, which is invisible anyway.
That's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Must have.
Yep.
Should be standard. Yeah.
It should be. It's fantastic.
It will be.
Note to Apple.
Yeah.
That's where they should spend some of that cash.
The data center.
Yeah, exactly. clear out one of the closets of the data center and buy Dropbox.
That'd be epic.
Can you imagine how much better .Mac would be? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's cool. What else have I got? I've got Skype, obviously, because that's what we use to record the podcast. And Spotify.
Yeah, I mean, you basically aren't allowed to live in the UK and be under the age of 40 unless you have Spotify installed.
It's kind of ridiculous not to. It's free. I mean, it's free music.
Yeah, and it's mandatory, right?
Yeah.
Like you know, you get in trouble with the Queen if you don't install Spotify.
She,
or something.
She comes right around personally and hits you on the head.
That'd be good to see, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be hilarious. Just thinking about it, I find quite funny.
But Spotify is great, especially because, you know, the MacBook Air's got a solid state drive and you don't want to be taking up all your memory. So I've got one album on my Mac.
Wow. That's great. One album
in iTunes, and Spotify and Spotify Premium, which is like the unlimited service. You can stream as much music as you want for an unlimited period of time.
Without any ads.
Yep, and you can stream from your iPhone if you're a premium member as well. So there's no need for me to download any music anymore.
Ah, great stuff.
So I saved that. I don't have to worry about the memory there as well.
Is that mainly why you haven't got a lot of apps, though? Is it because you don't want to take up the space on the solid-state drive?
No, it's pretty much because I don't need that many apps to do what I like to do.
That's perfect. You can see why we brought him on now, can't you?
Without using the cliche, I have enough.
Yeah.
Out of the box with the Mac. Everybody keeps telling me to, get Mars Edit. You need Mars Edit. The blogs I write for are all WordPress blogs. Everyone's like, get Mars Edit. I'm like, I don't need Mars Edit. Like, if I want to draft something, I'll draft it in Text Edit because I don't need a fancy piece of software to help me write a draft. And 9 times out of 10, I'll write in browser, which I know a lot of people will frown on me for, but I generally do that. I always like, and as well as saving, I'll always highlight all and copy like every 2 minutes, so I'm covered there. It's just a habit, and that's just my way of doing things. But it also means I don't have to go through these different applications just to get to the same goal that I'm going to get to anyway.
Not to get cliche once again, but that certainly is what we believe in.
Exactly.
I'm very impressed, Mr. Lucy. So, you know, as a side note, you're new to the Mac with the Air.
I have.
Like, this is your first Mac.
Mm-hmm. I've only I've only previously used them sporadically in the past, like at Mike's house and at other friends' houses and stuff like that. And it's my first time where I've actually, where I've had a Mac in my control, you know, where I can customise it to how I want it to be. And I haven't really customised it yet, to be honest. I've still got the stock background image, which is disgraceful, I know.
No, not disgraceful at all.
It's a beautiful photo. They're chosen for a reason.
Exactly. I mean, that's, I think, one of the things that often gets overlooked is that those sorts of tiny details all add up to the experience. Mm-hmm. And that, as I've discussed before, is really what you're buying when you're buying an Apple product, and what they're selling you. It's not just, you know, a tool that's easy to use and just plain works most of the time. One hopes, knock on wood. because I know if I don't say that, I'm gonna get a million responses from people like, my Mac, I got it, and a month later, hard drive died. It doesn't just plain work. I've had nothing but problems with the thing. I always have to take it to the Genius Bar. I know I'm going to get that. So, obviously, not every single Mac is perfect, but they've got a pretty good track record, let me just say.
Yeah.
The batting average is far higher than any PC you're going to buy. So, that said, how's that experience been for you, I know you've had experience with the Mac, and I know before that, for a long time before that, you had experience with iOS.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how's that transition been for you?
It's been quite seamless, actually. I think the main problem I've had is being so used to Windows, and even at my work now, I still use Windows for 9 hours a day. So when I want to do a simple task, my brain automatically thinks the Windows way, so I automatically look for a way to do it when the actual way to do it is under my nose. And people will laugh, but when it came to uninstalling, I had to uninstall and reinstall Skype yesterday, because Skype can be a pain in the ass sometimes. And I was looking for a way to do it for ages, and it was really embarrassing. And I was just like, oh yeah. Drag it to the trash.
Which is, you know, it feels like the most natural way to do it, but
yeah,
because you've been indoctrined into, you have to find the add and remove programs or something.
Yeah,
in the
you have
control
to go to
panel.
Control panel, add and remove programs, and remove it.
It's, God, that seems so then, disgusting to
it
me.
It does. And then I was looking for not such a complex way, but I thought if I just, you know, hit the Apple icon, and it must be in preferences or something. But no, it wasn't. I was just being silly for about half an hour, and then I just dragged it, and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I mean, it's very interesting. You bring up a point that I've made before. I haven't made it here on the podcast, I don't think. And I might have made it on Minimal Mac once or twice in the distance past, but I have it in conversation fairly frequently. And that is that for my clients, and for those who are new, I'm a technical consultant by trade that helps individuals and micro businesses with technology. But for my clients who have switched, I find that to be almost universally true.
Mm-hmm.
That the hardest problem that they have in switching is expecting things to be complicated.
Yeah.
Because they're looking for a complicated solution, they don't even think to try the simplest thing that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that that kind of Windows-based training of always looking for something to be hidden, or for something to be buried within a menu somewhere, or for something to be really difficult to do. That makes that transition the hardest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I find it very interesting that, you know, and for me, it, you know, it's always like, people who don't have necessarily a whole lot of technical experience, and so, you know, I've always partly attributed it to that, you know, that they've gotten trained through kind of muscle memory, as it were, and years of doing something, and that's really what's kind of driving them in that mindset. So it's really interesting to me to hear the same thing from, you know, a technically savvy young geek.
Mm-hmm.
Having the same experience. I find that fascinating.
It's just the sort of, like, I've used Windows for however many years, all of my life, and since I was like 8 in primary school, and you know, you expect things to be complicated, and obviously I'm coming out of it quite quickly, and I'm learning the OS X quite well. But I still find myself picking up something new every day and thinking, oh, that is so easy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Why
didn't I think of doing that 20 minutes ago?
Yeah. I mean, and even us Mac users who have been using the Mac for years oftentimes do the same thing. I remember when we first started down this podcasting road, Mike and I, and we were talking about doing a double-ended recording, and, you know, his complete, like, surprise that, you know, QuickTime had this very simple, had exactly what we were looking for, right? You know, a very simple audio recorder, you know, right there. I think I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, you know, kind of us having the conversation of, well, yeah, I was going to go download some software or do this or do that and, you know, go look for the right thing, and a lot of research, only to find out that QuickTime had exactly what I needed, and it was sitting right there already on the machine for free.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that, you know, that's a perfect example of even we who have been around for a while, there's tons of things that we don't know, and one would do themselves well to, you know, to approach almost everything with a beginner's mind on their Mac, even if they've been using it for a while. You know, I on Minimal Mac, I posted this was last week or week before, I forget which, but it was a nice little kind of overview of all the features, both obvious and kind of hidden in Sticky's app, you know, the little post-it note app that comes pre-installed on the Mac. And it's one of those things that I just don't even think about. And when I read this, I was like, oh, there's several things here I had no idea about or that I had forgotten, you know, like I used to know, but I just didn't even think about it because I never used the app, you know, you know, it's a great little, you know, great little app, especially if you kind of have that post-it mindset, you know. It's so, I mean, I guess my overall point is just that don't feel so bad as Mac users.
We're all still learning.
We're all kind of still learning. We don't know half of what's on our Macs anyway, so so you're not alone. But you know, happy so far with the move, huh?
Mm, very happy. I doubt I'll ever go back.
Once you go Mac.
Do you know the thing that sold me the most, though?
Yeah, what?
Grab in the utilities folder.
Yeah,
I
really?
I absolutely love it. I just love it. I use it every single time I write a post. I have to use Grab because it just makes life a million times easier.
See, I suggested to you Droplet, but you very rightly put me in my place and said, why? I don't need it. I've got Grab. I was like, okay, calm down. And yes, you've got a good point.
Tell me how you use Grab and what you use Grab for.
For the sites I write for, for the header images I need, I'll use Grab to take a cut of the picture that I need, so it's exactly the right pixel size that I need for my post.
Ah.
So 9 times out of 10, it requires no editing, and I can just convert it to JPEG and put it straight into WordPress, which is just makes my life so much easier. When I was on Windows, I don't even want to tell you how I used to do it.
Wow. I want to know for comparison.
I can't even explain.
There are no English words.
I used some like black market website to do it, which was like JPEG resizer or something like that.
Wow.
And I'd save a massive picture and then resize it. But you'd have to upload it to the website, resize it, download it again. It was just hectic. And now it's just like, sorted, done. And you can, if your picture's too big, obviously you've got your multi-touch, you can just zoom in, zoom out, and you get the picture size how you need it before you crop it, which is fantastic.
I remember you said, I think you said this on Twitter, or you might have said it to me, one of the two, that the utilities folder's your best friend, effectively.
Yeah. I'll tell you, there's some magic in really kind of useful things in the utilities folder. And it's one of those places that, once again, we, even us Mac geeks, don't do a whole lot of looking around in unless we need something.
Mm-hmm. Like the digital color meter is one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
God, that's really, it's really great. It's really great. As a matter of fact, for my wife's website, that, you know, just her professional, you know, static website, the colors are actually from a T10 that we found really beautiful, and, you know, we were in a coffee shop somewhere, and there was this T10. Oh, that's a gorgeous T10. We should buy that tea just for the 10, right? And, oh, wouldn't it be nice if, like, you know, if we did a room in that color, or we did, like, you know, maybe like a website in that color with that kind of color scheme. And so we bought this T10, right? Well, because I bought the T10, I knew the brand of the tea and exactly that. I could look it up on the web, and then I could bring up a picture of the T10 full size and then use digital color meter to get the exact hex values off of the T10, right? I mean, and it was just like, oh, this is magic. And in fact, the room I'm recording this in right now, our bedroom, which we newly finished, the colors on the wall and the stencil, also the colors from that T10.
Epic. Man, I love the Mac. It's so awesome.
Isn't it wonderful?
It decorates your rooms, literally.
It literally decorates the room, yeah. But, I mean, seriously, you know, you get, you know, we get the hex value off the T10. And, you know, print it out. I bring it down to the hardware store or to the paint department. I hand it over to them. They punch it into their computer, and they mix me the paint in those colors. Exactly those colors. Awesome. You know? So, I mean, once again, hunt around that utility folder. There's some gems in there.
Mm.
Definitely.
There is indeed.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Lucy. I appreciate you coming on and guesting and kind of telling us your experience and your story. I knew I had to ask you a little bit more. And, you know, and I mean, any parting words you want to say to, you know, us Mac users, as someone who's recently new?
I love you all.
and thank you for having me.
Yeah. I'm really interested to see what comments you get from this show, to see if there are others out there that are in the same boat as me or even agree with me. So
yeah.
So do hit Patrick and myself up if you do have anything to say regarding my noob status to the Mac world.
Where can these people find you, Terrence?
Yeah, tell us.
I'm on Twitter, at Terry Lucy, TerryLucy.
And you also are doing a little bit of writing here and there, and
yeah,
a little bit of podcasting.
Doing some writing for MacGasm.net.
Terrific.
And for a computer games website called GameRant.com.
There you are. All right, well, thank you very much, sir. And, you know, Mike, thanks a lot for allowing your co-host to be on our little shindig.
It was a pleasure.
All right. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk later.
Okay, buddy.
Bye.